All right, I think we'll go ahead and get started here. So as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm actually the first presenter. So the talk that I will be giving today kind of titled Soil Salinity Lowered Without More Water. We're talking about conserving our resources, especially at this particular conference. The Southern High Plains of Texas and the golf courses in that area primarily use water from the Ogallala Aquifer, a groundwater source, as their primary irrigation source for golf courses. And as the draws out of that irrigation source become more and more due to pressures with agriculture production in the area, the water quality in the area has diminished. And in a lot of cases, that means higher salinity coming from that water, in which we are placing that on the grass itself. We are in an area with high ET rates, so we're applying a lot of additional salts to the soil itself, in which we generally aren't going to get a whole lot of rainfall to leach those salts. One of the main recommendations that you would hear for getting rid of those salts would be to maybe apply cultivation practices or products that would help push those salts through, but that requires a leaching fraction of water, which is additional water that we would need to put onto the grass beyond what we would typically do. And so we were really kind of set out to determine whether or not we could reduce the salinity levels with products and cultivation practices without applying that extra amount of water. And so I just want to show a little bit of data from our work looking at our soil parameters, in which we have EC and pH. So both of these measurements were taken with an EC-pH meter. We used a 1-to-2 ratio of soil to water in order to get all the ions out of the soil and measure the EC and the pH of that particular solution. And one of the things you can see here is that our dry products that were gypsum-based products, either gypsum itself or VertiCal-G from AquaAid, those dry granular products that we applied to our plots actually increased the EC within the soil itself at a couple of different locations in both years. Okay, that's August soil sampling and October soil sampling, whereas many of the surfactants just kind of maintained an EC that was similar to what we saw with our untreated control. So we didn't really get a diminishment of EC, but we kind of stayed level in that case at both locations. One of the interesting facts, though, was that we actually, over 2 years of applying these products to the same plots throughout probably June to September each year, by October of the second year, we actually had a significant decrease in soil pH when we were looking at those plots that received those granular products that also increased EC. One thing to mention about our water source itself is we tend to get more of a saline water source. We have high salts in our water. We do have high sodium in the water, but we have a lot of calcium and magnesium that kind of compensates for that sodium. So we don't really end up with a sodium issue in our soil for the most part. So just some things that we kind of thought about from conclusion standpoints. When it came to actually reducing EC or salinity in the soil, I think our best option is really just to pray for a heavy rainfall. We were in a significant drought up until the time that we started this trial. We had really high EC levels. We kind of, I guess, maybe it was our intervention, but we broke the drought in Texas, and now we've had ample rainfall. We had multiple rainfalls that were very heavy that provided a lot of leaching and lowered our EC levels. It was interesting to see, though, how they fluctuated. You know, even little periods of time with no rainfall, we jump right back to the levels that we were at before relatively quickly. And so just a couple of conclusions in addition to those things. The granular products did increase the soil EC, but ultimately in the end, like I mentioned before, we actually had a significant reduction in pH, which was really nice to see in our case where we have really high pH soils. So with that,